Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're talking about the news today, and you may have heard this recently. There's some kind of food scare going on here. We've got this tainted starch that is getting into our food, among other problems with, insecticides and fertilizers and all this kind of stuff. It seems these days you just can't eat anything that is 100% pure.
Yeah. It seems like anything you eat or breathe in is going to give you cancer.
Or so, death.
Yeah, or make it.
Diabetes.
You can have a short life. So
heart attacks.
We found out that some of the Taiwanese snacks that are very beloved here in the country are actually tainted with this starch that actually hurts you, especially your kidneys. We're going to read through the article and talk about what Taiwanese people are doing about it, what the government's doing about it, who actually came up with this tainted starch to begin with, and what's going to happen to him.
Okay, let's read through the entire contents of today's lesson one time. Tainted starch causes Taiwanese food scare. Taiwan's Department of Health has declared that all companies exporting starchy foods must obtain certificates to ensure their products don't contain an unsafe starch-related chemical, maleic anhydride. The chemical is unapproved for human consumption in Taiwan and is usually used for food packing materials. In the meantime, health officials traced back through food supplies to find out the source of the tainted starch. They have demanded that local vendors stop selling foods from those suppliers and have their products examined to see whether they contain maleic anhydride or not. Violators will face fines of up to 10 million NT dollars and time in prison. Some Taiwanese foods being sold in Singapore, including tapioca balls and rice noodles, were also found to contain the banned starch ingredient. And Singaporean health officials ordered that all affected products be taken off shelves. Local health departments in Taiwan then set about pulling affected products from shelves to protect the public and requested all vendors who sell starch-processed foods to obtain safety certificates. In addition, there are now higher rewards in place for people who report food safety violations to authorities. Maleic anhydride, typically an industrial raw material, is illegally used as a food processing ingredient to make starchy products retain their texture. Retired teacher Wang Tongqing is alleged to have invented the technique and has been connected to the recent food scare. Rumor has it that he taught Taiwanese manufacturers how to use the process and commanded fees from 500,000 NT dollars to 1 million NT dollars for each demonstration. Even though Wang claims that maleic anhydride is not poisonous, he will likely be sentenced to a maximum of 7 years in prison.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at the title first. If something's tainted, it means there's been something dangerous or dirty added to it. Something harmful has been added to something else. Starch is a substance that's often found in certain foods like bread and rice and potatoes. Starch. Also, we add starch if we're making soup and we want to thicken the liquid up a little bit. We'll add some starch. Well, this tainted starch has caused a lot of Taiwanese people to be afraid to eat certain types of food, a food scare. A scare here is used as a noun. It's just a situation where a lot of people suddenly become afraid because there's some sort of threat or danger that they're afraid of. We'll often see the term bomb scare.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bomb scare, exactly. Uh-huh. We used to have those sometimes. Back in school, when kids would make prank phone calls,
yeah.
A bomb threat, or a bomb scare. So that's a very irresponsible thing to do. I also wanted to mention that starch is also used in some kinds of sprays when you iron your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're nice and stiff.
Uh-huh.
Although I haven't heard people using that in a long time. That's only because I don't wear clothes that require ironing.
Well, that's because you don't iron. I actually have a bottle of starch that I spray on clothes if I want to have them look really crisp and stiff.
You can look highly spiffy
yes.
if you use starch when you iron your clothes. But starch is usually some kind of substance in like potatoes and stuff like that, high in carbohydrates. And, of course, if you eat too much starch, you're going to have some problems. But here we're talking about Taiwan's Department of Health, and that department has declared that all companies exporting starchy foods must obtain certificates to ensure their products don't contain this unsafe chemical, which I'll get to in just a second here. But this is the Department of Health, and it has declared that these companies need some kind of certificates. Now, to declare something means that you make a serious statement saying that this is what you're going to do. It's very serious, but you're emphasizing it as well. You're going to declare something. I'm going to declare the end of the war, for example.
Yeah, so you have to obtain certificates to make sure that your products don't contain an unsafe starch-related chemical that we're now discussing. I had never seen this term before, maleic anhydride. That's the formal name of this particular chemical.
It's new to me, too.
Yeah, if you obtain something, guys, it just means you acquire it. You get it from someplace. They're looking to get certificates that show that they're not using any of this unsafe or tainted starch, you should say, I guess. A certificate, gosh, we get certificates for lots of different things. It's a document that's very official. It might prove that you finished school, that you graduated. There are birth certificates. If you're born, you receive a document with your name and your parents' names on there and your official date of birth and when you were born. We have death certificates. We have certificates as documents that just prove something was officially finished, maybe a course of training, or you have approval for something.
Exactly. And, of course, lots of companies here in Taiwan want to send their products overseas to make money. And if you're producing foods, especially starchy foods, well, you need to have this certificate. Exporting means you send a product overseas for sale. Export is the verb. Export is the noun. And these certificates will ensure that your products don't contain this unsafe chemical, which is starch-related. In other words, it has something to do with starch. It contains starch. And this chemical is called maleic anhydride, which is a very technical term. Do you know anything about this chemical, Stephanie?
Well, first of all, I want to mention that it is a chemical. It's not a food, guys. It's man-made. Maleic anhydride, I looked it up, and it's used in making plastics.
Ooh.
Kind of scary that we're putting that into our bodies. The chemical is unapproved or not approved for human consumption. Unapproved is just another way to say that it hasn't been officially accepted. Consumption is the act of eating or drinking something, whatever it might be. So we're not supposed to put this chemical into our bodies. It's actually used for food packing materials, like maybe boxes or the plastics that keep things from shifting when you're packing things into a box for shipment.
And that's not something I would like to put in my body.
Hello.
But I guess some starchy foods or some foods contain this chemical. You better watch out. Now, in the meantime, or while this is happening, something else is happening, we've got health officials, and they traced back through food supplies to find out the source of the tainted starch. So they wanted to figure out, hey, where's this chemical coming from? We've got to get it at the source. We've got to nip it in the bud, as we say.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to determine where it came from, and they've also demanded that local vendors stop selling foods from those suppliers and have their products examined to see whether they contain this chemical, maleic anhydride, or not. Okay, so we're tracing back. You're trying to solve a mystery. That's what detectives often do. They trace back. To trace something means to look at the outline of something. You can trace things on paper, for example, to get a general outline. And if you demand something, that means you ask someone to do something for you, but you're not being nice about it. You're not being polite. You're saying, I demand your pickle. You're not eating it. I demand to eat it.
They're demanding that local vendors stop selling foods from those suppliers and that they get their products examined to see if they contain any of this harmful maleic anhydride. Now, a vendor is someone who sells something. They're doing business with the public. We have street vendors who are very popular in Taiwan who sell things on the street side like noodles and I don't know, night market food, which I love. One of my friends was really sad to find out that her pearl milk tea contained some of this stuff.
Oh.
So those little balls in your pearl milk tea were being actually contain this maleic anhydride. So be careful. Nowadays, I'm seeing vendors putting up certificates proving that they're using materials that do not contain this particular chemical.
All those vendors and stores are putting up all sorts of signs.
I know.
Our Huang Do, our soybeans, are not genetically modified, or here our dunbings do not contain this chemical,
yeah.
Or our meat is not American meat, it's from New Zealand or whatever. So, these signs are popping up all over the place. And yes, these demands, I guess, have been met, hopefully. And we want to know if these foods contain maleic anhydride or not. And violators will face fines of up to $10 million NT dollars and time in prison. I don't know about you, but I do not have $10 million NT dollars handy. So if I sell food, I'm going to make sure it does not contain this chemical. That's a pretty steep fine there. And I don't want to spend time in jail either.
Well, some Taiwanese foods being sold in Singapore, including tapioca balls and rice noodles, were also found to contain the banned starch ingredient. That's bad news because, of course, to make more money, you want to be selling your foods to other countries. And the Taiwanese were excited that they were selling to Singaporeans. Unfortunately, some of those foods, like the tapioca balls, contained maleic anhydride. Tapioca balls are those little balls I was just mentioning in pearl milk tea.
Those little black balls that you can suck through those big straws.
Yeah. They're not my favorite thing, so, you know, I don't feel bad about that. But a lot of people love that stuff. I looked up these tapioca balls, and they're actually made with a plant called cassava. They're with the root. They come from the root of the cassava plant. They're very popular in Asia. So when the Singaporeans found out that these products from Taiwan contained maleic anhydride, they banned anything that contained the starch ingredient. If you ban something, you forbid people from using something, or you tell people that they can't use something or do something. Something's banned.
Some governments ban books, for example. They don't want you to read certain things, so they take them away from you. They keep them off the shelves of bookstores to ban books. But here, the people in Singapore want to ban this ingredient, this starch ingredient. Of course, different foods contain different things, and the things in your foods are called ingredients, like wheat flour or sugar or different kinds of vitamins and things like that, and minerals. Those are all ingredients. This, of course, is referring to that chemical there. And the health officials in Singapore ordered that all effective products be taken off shelves. And in this sentence, we have the word affected, which means the products that have this problem, okay, the ones that are affected by this, the ones that are influenced or have been caused to change in some way.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you order something, you're using your authority to tell someone that they have to do something. So it's not like you can just ignore the health officials. They have the authority to tell you what to do. So you better do it or you're going to get in trouble. Okay, everybody, it's probably a good time to take a break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jane. 今天我们看的是第九单元。好，我们要看一则新闻。好，本地台湾有什么大新闻呢？我们知道台湾呢受到了毒淀粉之害而产生了食品恐慌，所以我们来看这个新闻的内容回顾。在卫生署呢，它之前宣布所有出口的淀粉类食品公司都需要取得证明。 Exporting 加了 ing， 它的动词原型是 export， 也就是出口。好，所以出口的这些淀粉食物必须要 obtain， 这个动词代表得到， certificates 也就是证书或者是保证证明。好，必须要获得证明。 来确保说他们的产品里头是不含危险的化学制品的淀粉。那这个东西的成分，它的化学名称呢，叫做顺丁烯二酸苷。大家在新闻内容里面大概都已经看过这个中文名词了。这种化学物质其实在台湾并不能用来作为人类食用之用。好，这里有一个字 unapproved， approve 原型的动词 approve 就是许可，所以加了 on 就是不许可，加了 ed 是不被许可，未获得许可。好， human consumption 当然就指人类食用。那这个东西不能拿来吃，是用来做什么呢？它通常只用来作为食物包装的材料。好，我们再往下看下一段。那这个时候呢，卫生单位的官员 traced back， 这个 trace back 这个动词片语意思就是往上追溯，所以说他往上追，追查到说供应这些毒淀粉的源头。那所以就要求说各地的小贩们，好，看到这个字 Vendor 就是摊贩，这些各地的摊贩要停止贩售这些来自这些供应商的食品，并且呢要把他们的产品送去检验，来看看是否含有这种有毒的顺丁烯二酸苷。那如果违法的话呢，他提到了可以罚到多少钱呢？ up to 这个片语就是最高可达，后面这个数字代表的是新台币1000万元。好，我们继续看，他说到了新加坡呢，他也卖台湾的食品，其中包括两个东西，一个是 tapioca balls， 就是我们中文里面所说的粉圆，还有呢 rice noodles， 也就是米粉。而这两个产品里面，他也发现说他竟然有这种禁止使用的淀粉原料。好， the banned starch ingredient， banned 这当然是一个过去分词转为形容词用， ban 就是禁止，所以这讲的是被禁用的。好，我们再来往下看，各地的卫生单位他现在也开始要把问题产品下架。好，我们看到这里提到了 be taken off shelves， 这当然是被下架。你看到这个 be 是原型动词，理由在哪里？我们要往前看，前面这一个动词是 order 这个字，我们在文法的类别上说它是一个命令动词，命令动词后面加一个子句 that， 子句里头这表示有一点要让一个动作强制希望它发生，所以说你这个子句里的动词必须用原形动词。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about maleic anhydride. That's a chemical that's put in some starch-related products, and they are exported to other countries. And Singapore found out that Taiwan was sending products over there that contained this chemical, and those products were banned as a result. Well, let's get back here to Taiwan. Local health departments in Taiwan, that would be different parts of different governments, like the central government or local governments in the cities and the counties and places like that, they have all set about pulling affected products from shelves to protect the public. That sounds reasonable. If you set about something, that means you have this plan and you start doing this. You start taking measures.
Yeah. For example, I have a young nephew who loves to build websites. So I told him I want a website for myself. To put my recordings on. And so he set about creating a website for me. It just means you begin doing something. You start doing something. So they began pulling all these affected products or tainted products, you could say, from shelves to protect the public. They also requested vendors who sell these starch processed foods to go ahead and get those safety certificates that we talked about earlier. If you request something, it means you ask nicely. But they actually have authority to ask them to do it. So you
better, they're not demanding here. They're just requesting, yeah, asking them nicely.
You better go do it. It actually affects sales because I think customers are looking for those certificates nowadays to make sure the food's safe. If something's processed, it's a word we use to say that something's changing from one form into another, usually by going through some sort of preparation process or maybe treating it in a certain way, adding certain things to it. Starch processed foods means these foods are going through a process where starch is added.
Right, and of course processed foods are all over the place and lots of people try to avoid them, but here these public health departments are requesting or maybe even demanding these stores take those products off the shelves and get some certificates and some certifications and stuff like that. In addition, there are now higher rewards in place for people who report food safety violations to authorities. So the next time you have a cup of pearl milk tea and you taste that nasty chemical in there, go to the government and report the person who sold you that drink, and they will get in big trouble, and you might get some kind of reward, because here it says there are higher rewards in place if you report these violations. A violation, of course, is when you do something you're not supposed to do. You do something that's against the law.
Ooh, it's pretty serious. Now, you have to report these violations to authorities. Authorities here is used in the plural form. You won't see it in the singular form when you're talking about a group of people who have the power to make decisions and enforce laws and rules. They're usually government employees, the authorities. So if you do find that someone is not obeying this new law, you might report them. You're not going to know just by tasting the tapioca balls whether they have maleic anhydride in them or not. They actually have to be sent to a laboratory and tested that way. We're not smart enough to figure it out just by taste alone.
So I guess you'd have to have some background in chemistry in order to figure out whether or not this product contains maleic anhydride.
Yeah.
Well, maleic anhydride, typically an industrial raw material, is illegally used as a food processing ingredient, and they use this in order to make starchy products retain their texture. And of course, everybody loves their texture. Texture is like the general quality of something, kind of how it feels on your tongue.
Yeah.
And I'm very sure if you take a glass or a cup of pearl milk tea that does not have this chemical and you compare it to one that does, most people will say, oh, this one tastes better. And that just happens to be the one that contains this chemical. People just love that texture. It's the feel or appearance or consistency of some kind of product.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're calling this maleic anhydride an industrial raw material. It's made by industry, you could say. It's a chemical, remember. It's not natural. It's not something that the earth provides to us. It's illegally used as a food processing ingredient. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the processed foods these days, in order to keep them looking fresh and beautiful so they're attractive to consumers, they end up adding artificial ingredients to prolong their life or make them look better. That's what this has been used to do. If you retain something, you keep it in the way it is originally. So they want to keep that texture, so they've been adding this illegal ingredient. Now, let's talk about the guy who actually came up with the technique.
Yes, retired teacher.
Yeah, we're kind of pointing the finger at him, blaming him for this.
Yes, it's a teacher. He's retired. He no longer is a teacher. He's kind of old, so he retired, and he's getting a pension and stuff like that. His name is Wong Tong Ching, and he is alleged to have invented the technique. Alleged here means that people feel this way. They have evidence or documents or whatever.
No proof yet.
But no real proof.
No real proof
yet. It's just a kind of the arrow is pointing in his direction, basically.
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious, but we still have to prove this in a court of law and stuff
That's right.
He's alleged to have invented the technique, and he has been connected to the recent food scare. So they've connected him to it. They think that he has something to do with this problem.
Well, rumor has it that he taught Taiwanese manufacturers how to use the process. Rumor has it is a phrase we use to say, you know, this isn't a story that we can verify. It's a story that's been passed from person to person. It's information that has not been proven true yet in a court of law. But we understand that he's the one who started teaching some of these manufacturers how to use the process. And he commanded fees that were very high indeed, 500,000 NT to 1 million NT dollars for each demonstration. If you command a fee, we're using that verb to say you were able to get a pretty high amount of money. So you deserve it or you're able to get it because people consider what you have to sell or offer very valuable. So he was able to get quite a bit of money each time he demonstrated how to use this illegal ingredient. To demonstrate something is when you show someone how something's done. A demonstration is the noun form.
Indeed, to demonstrate, demonstration. That's also when people go on the street and protest against the government. There's a demonstration going on. Let's go check it out. Maybe we can join the demonstration and have some fun, make some changes. And this is what's been happening. He made a ton of money by showing people how this process works. And even though Wong claims that maleic anhydrine is not poisonous, he will likely be sentenced to a maximum of 7 years in the slammer, in prison. Okay, so he says it's not poisonous. If something's poisonous, it's bad for you. It can cause problems with your health. We oftentimes talk about poisonous snakes mm-hmm. in Taiwan. If you're hiking in the woods, be careful because you might get bitten by a poisonous snake.
Well, his punishment is he will likely or probably be sentenced to a maximum of 7 years in prison. If you're sentenced to a specific length of time in jail or prison, it means that's your official punishment that the government gave to you in a court of law. So that's kind of a long time. A maximum means that's the highest number of years that he'll spend in prison. So he's going to have to pay for teaching people how to use this illegal ingredient in food.
And hopefully that illegal ingredient will disappear forever and we won't have to consume it again. And we can all be nice and healthy. Okay, everybody, that's the end of our explanation. Let's turn things over to the Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看，下面又说到了，好，把问题产品下架来保护大众。他还说，这些贩售淀粉加工食品的摊贩呢，都一定要取得安全证明。好，此外呢，有关于当局，他已经提高奖金给那些举发说违反了食品安全规定事件的这些民众。好，我们再来看一下，这里有两个单字，一个是 violations， violations 就是违规。好，还有后面的 authorities 就是表示有关当局。再来，我们再看下面最后这一段，提到顺丁烯二酸甘这种的化学产品，它其实是工业用的原料，可是它却被非法用在食品加工里头，然后来增加淀粉食物的口感。那这个事件到底是怎么来的呢？后面就告诉大家，有一位退休的教师，他叫王东青，那据说就是他，然后呢教大家怎么用这样子的加工方式造成了毒淀粉，而卷入了这一次的食物恐慌。我们来看到这个片语 food scare 就是食物恐慌。好，那下面有一个片语哦， Rumor has it that he taught Taiwanese manufacturers how to use the process。 这边 Rumor has it 其实表示谣传，据说，据谣传他这么做。那他当时呢教人家怎么做，还索取这个费用，这个费用呢高达新台币50万到100万之间。好，再来最后就告诉大家，那即使说这个王东青呢，他宣称说他这个化学物质没有毒性，最后他可能还是会被判刑处最高7年以下的徒刑。
That's all the time we have for today. We're so grateful that you joined us, and we'll be even more grateful if you decide to join us again next time. Please do. For another edition of English Digest, tune in next time. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.